This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tuesday program, right? Is it today Tuesday? Yeah, it is.
It is Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. Two more days in this month, and it's Kaputsky. Oh. Labor Day next week. We'll be on the air live on Labor Day Monday, as is usually the case. This program is on the air every holiday live because I think that's what we need to be doing. A lot of radio stations that don't carry us in live in real time or even at all carry the program because they want to have at least something live. Where the rest of, I think normally the tradition is pretty much George and I are the only ones who do live programs. George Norwell.
Who's George? I was going to say, who's George?
The program that is on all night on a lot of the premier stations, Coast to Coast, used to be Art Bell Show. You know that show?
No, I don't.
George Norrie is the host of it now. And he does this program live pretty much all the time on holidays as well. All right, let's get back to business here. Victoria and Kara are here for you and for all. Jennifer off today. The flooding and the turnaround of the storm, which will worsen the situation in Texas. The aftermath of Hurricane Harvey is that Harvey's coming back again. This is one of the worst flooding disasters in recent history. 10 people have died. If you look at the graphics about the flooding and how it's not really, I mean, flooding is the only problem. The cost of gasoline is going to go up by 15 to 25 cents by the end of the week because the refineries are shutting down there because the water gets in there, toxic fumes, all that kind of stuff. But there are floating fire ant colonies that are, nobody thinks about these things, about if you're out swimming around in this water, if you're even touching it, all kinds of things, garbage, dead bodies, animals that have drowned, whatever you can think of that's horrible, that's the kind of toxic connection that you have to all of this. And then you see a lot of the video of people doing what they ought to be doing, and that's helping other people. But 30,000 people are in shelters at the moment, not Joel Osteen's church, but a lot of the other ones that are open, that are on high ground or whatever. You look at these families of father, mother, children, families with homes that are completely gone, just gone. And so you wonder what the right approach is to all of this. We've listed on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show, all of the 501c3s of the organizations that I think are worth you paying attention to. I'm not a supporter of the Red Cross, so I wouldn't give money to the Red Cross. I don't like what they do with the money, but there are plenty of other organizations that if you want to help, you see them posted at facebook.com/DJV Show. Other observations, Victoria, have I left anything out?
Nope. I think that's everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It is what it is. Nothing you can do about Mother Nature. One of the things that it's impacting is the start of school. A lot of public schools this week opening. Certainly by next week they'll all be open. Colleges are opening as well. I thought it was fairly interesting and important. A survey being done. The focus on academics was the focus of the survey. what is it that parents want their students to get in schools? And I'm not sure that there's anything different here, but see what you think about this in your own sphere, in your children's lives. Are they getting what you would like them to get, or even what they want out of going to school? Do they get up in the morning and they're excited about going to school? I'm going to take this. I'm going to learn that. I'm going to be exposed to these ideas. Well, this survey done every year at this time by the PDK poll of public attitude is the 49th annual poll. And one of the things that it shows is that parents and students want more vocational education, want more career training, want more mental health, physical health, and dental health discussed. And I guess in some circumstances, there are some systems that offer these things, like they offer food. I don't know whether I think the public should be paying for all of this, but I do think that I'm pleased to see an attitude of openness toward mental health issues, because the mental health problem in this country is over the top. And you can blame whoever you want to. Doesn't fix the problem. Fixing the problem is what we ought to be focused on, because much of the damage that's done by antisocial people, the crimes that are committed, there, you know, it's the fear. We live in fear. Many people in many cities in this country live in fear because of the crazy stuff that's going on. And also in this poll, Victoria, majority of public school parents do give higher grades to traditional public schools. Traditional is the underscore here. Hmm. Traditional is the underscore. Majority of these people polled oppose programs that use public money for private school education, religious school education. They don't think that standardized tests are good. I mean, these are the sorts of things that have been going on for a dozen years, and they're still going on, and the public says we don't like them.
Well, the standardized test thing is definitely, that's been an argument since I was a little kid.
Ridiculous. I remember as a teacher for 4 years, I remember taking them in school. At the end of the school year, we would take achievement tests. And it's kind of like, talk about being nervous going into something. Why? My God, going to school and taking those tests made us all nervous as hell. It didn't get anywhere, so all these things changed. The basics of education, as simple as it sounds, reading, writing, learning how to write, not using a computer and spell check, but learning how to think. Those are the things that teach you how to think. That's what you need. Do you know that in Massachusetts, I'm looking at an article in my local newspaper here, well, the news thing on the, it's a delivered, what do we call it? It's an online newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Massachusetts spends more money on prisons than on higher education.
Wow.
$816 million appropriated for financial aid in Massachusetts. $830 million for prisons and jails. What the hell is wrong? Hello, those two things go together because an uneducated populace ends up in trouble and ends up in jail. If you're not stimulated to get a trade or learn how to do something, and you're just going there, going through the numbers by rote because somebody says you have to be in school, it doesn't do anything. It's really bad. And that is, you know, hits you right in the face. The question is, why does the Commonwealth of Massachusetts spend more on prisons than higher education? Yeah, you know, this is a very, you know, what more of a priority can there or ought there to be than than school. Here's the other thing. You know, we all talk a lot about public education, the college level, post-secondary education. Cost of college tuition this year increased by 14% at colleges and universities that were studied by the American Council on Education. Imagine that. 6% at private schools and 14% at public universities. This is largest in recent years that anybody can trail. Increases in financial aid, part of it. Get more people in there. But again, back to the question of why are so many people going to college? What do they do when they get out? Still don't have a
job.
They're
still living at home with their parents.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I know we've talked about this before, but I have really shifted my thinking on the entire college education. I mean, I went to a 4-year liberal arts school. I was an English and art history major, and I'm a radio host. I mean, it literally could not be further. It totally didn't apply. It didn't matter that I even went to college. I fell into a career that I love and I've been lucky enough to be able to do since pretty much right out of college.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, I mean, you spend so much money, you graduate in so much debt, you spend, you know, what is it, most people are still in their 40s paying off their college loans.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I think trades and skills, and I just have such a different perspective on all of that and vocations and things like that now than I ever did, because I was admittedly kind of an elitist about education. And
you still are kind of an elitist about some stuff, and that's not.
Oh, I'm
bad.
A lovable elitist.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, but when it comes to the structure of college education, and even in high school, my cousin is a junior in high school, and he is in a vocation school. He's doing college prep classes, and he's also learning HVAC. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if he decides that he wants to do a regular liberal arts program, he can. His parents are supporting him either way. Or if he wants to go right into a trade and start working as an apprentice, he could start at $90,000 a year. Mm-hmm. I don't know anyone who's 22 out of college who starts that.
Well, unless you're on Wall Street. So
right.
Here's another page of reality here. The population of undergraduates that really enjoy going to school. There are 18 million undergraduates starting this fall in America. 40% will go to a community college. And of those, 62% go there because they can't afford to go to college full time. So this is really very interesting. We've priced this, I just told you about the public schools. They're pricing themselves out, kind of. The typical student that goes finds help, according to this survey, what they're looking for most, other than the practical skills they can learn in school, are unpaid internships, the opportunity to actually go to a place and work on the inside. Half of all undergraduates still live at home. 40% of students work 30 hours a week. I don't see anything wrong with that, frankly. People are, that's appalling. No, it's not. You go to school maybe 30 hours a week and you work and,
it's depending on what you're studying in school. That can be very taxing.
Well,
and that means you're probably only taking a few classes, and it's going to take you a long time to get your degree.
All right, so add on to that, Victoria, the fact that 25% of students in school in post-secondary, that is in colleges or community colleges, 25% of those entering into one of these colleges this year will go full-time and work full-time.
Wow.
25%. Typical college student is not fresh out of high school anymore.
Right.
25% of undergraduates are over the age of 25.
And you know what? There's probably a statistic in there. A lot of them are single parents.
Yep, exactly.
A lot of single mothers, too.
Yep.
That's hard to do.
Yep, there you go.
I have much
single
respect
mothers.
For that.
Yep. There's food for thought. 20 after the hour.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Portion of this hour of the DJV experience focusing on Gaga. I love that. You knew I had a cow named Gaga, right?
Yes.
Lady Gaga has friends in good places. Here's the measure. I have a lot of respect for her in a lot of different ways, and this is one of them. She stopped dating Taylor Kinney, who was the he's one of the stars of Chicago PD and works and does a lot. You know, the outdoor, all those shows, they shoot them. The outdoor scenes are all shot in the communities that they're about, and then they shoot the interiors in L.A. So Taylor Kinney was in L.A. a lot, and she wasn't. And so that's kind of, if you believe the story from both of them, the reason that they went their separate ways.
Yeah.
But he apparently still cares a lot for her. He went to her performance in Chicago. Let's see, it was last July, apparently.
No, it was this past Friday.
No, they broke up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, July last year.
Yeah.
They've been together for 5 years. But he remains a big fan of her music. Was in the audience for her stop at Wrigley Field. More than happy to pose for photos with fans at the concert. First time ever a female performer had headlined in that stadium. Why?
Exactly. It's a good question, right? I don't know.
With all these fabulous women performers, is only this the first time?
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, Gaga took a moment to celebrate the significance of the gig. Quote, "I feel so proud to stand here, but I'm so sorry you haven't had a woman here for 100 years. Yeah, hello. I can't believe I was the first woman to ever headline Wrigley Field. And on top of that, we sold out." Gaga shared a photo of herself with her manager, Bobby Campbell, posing with the jerseys of the Cubbies. Gaga and Taylor have remained good friends since they called off their engagement, but she's moved on romantically. She went public with a new relationship with her talent agent last February. That was, I guess he was with her at the Super Bowl. But
yeah, that's when people spotted them as a couple.
Do we know much of anything about the talent agent guy?
Just his name. Christian Carino, that's it.
I really liked her with Taylor Kinney. I don't know why they're such different people, but they just seem so normal together, and he seems so supportive of everything that she does, and, like, he's still supportive of everything she does.
Yeah.
Well, didn't they spot him? Wasn't he at the Super Bowl, too?
I think he was, yeah. With her family. And he's done charity stuff, you know, the Born This Way Foundation that she started with her mom. He he's made several stops along the way just with her mom. So it seemed like they would get back together. But
I wonder what that's like for the new boyfriend, to have the old fiancé still hanging around.
I know, that's not fun.
There you go. All right, next musically, Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff. Ah, I love those names.
It's been a long time since anyone said those two names in a sentence.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and Will Smith?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. A lot of fans gathered at the Livewire Festival to witness the reunion of these two, in for a surprise when they debuted a new track titled Get Lit. Their first collaborative track in nearly a decade. So how much was Will Smith was pretty big in this circle, was he not, at one point in time?
Sure, they had a lot of hits. I mean, like big hits, big radio hits. And then he just abandoned music completely and just became a movie star.
Didn't LL Cool J do pretty much the same thing?
That's true. Yeah, pretty much the same thing. Yeah.
Anyway, Will Smith said the song was created in light of the chaos and confusion going on in the world, saying, quote, "I wanted to make a song that allowed people to let their light shine. We all have an inner light, and sometimes in this world people can say stuff to you and tell you you can't do things, kind of knocks you down a bit. So I wanted to make a record that reminded each and every one of you to let your light shine. I would say let your love shine as well." Good for you. Good. Good for Will Smith. 28 past the hour on the DJB Experience.
In today's automotive news, it's confirmed Intel is getting into the self-driving car game. Intel acquired sensory company Mobileye for $15 billion, which means they will inherit the technology needed to craft a self-driving car. Intel will deploy a self-driving fleet for testing in the US, Israel, and Europe. These level 4 cars are fully autonomous, but fall short of fully replacing a human driver. They're unable to navigate every extreme scenario. Mobileye's technology is already used in several automakers. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today. Thousands of people are killed in drunk driving crashes every year. If you've been drinking, get a ride, call a cab, or find some other safe way home. Because drunk driving can cost you a lot more than an arrest and a fine. Drive sober or get pulled over.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow, and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card, go to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Torrent of emails about Joel Osteen.
Oh, boy.
All right, 34 after the hour. It's Tuesday, the 29th of August.
Didn't we solve this problem? We said just follow Will Smith from now on, because he's got a positive message, too.
Right, that's it. Follow Will Smith as far as the positive messages are concerned. All right, so the flooding continues. The shelters are full. The situation is moderately dire, it would seem. I'm looking at four. Here is what each one of the news sites. So by the way, welcome back to the DJV show. Jennifer's off today. Victoria Keelan here. Kara Schillen. The all of the 14 or 15, I think 16. Some days as many as 25 different news sites that I look at, and there isn't one of them that doesn't have at least four stories about what's going on in Houston, whether it's the number of bodies, because you know, they're saying, what, 10 or 12 people are dead because of Harvey, but they're not, the floodwaters are going up, not down. So you don't know who people that live alone, that have nobody looking out for them, they don't, you don't know what the situation is with them. Yeah. So president is going to the area today to see what's what and who's who. Anheuser-Busch, I thought, interesting, donated 150,000 cans of water for relief efforts.
And they halted their own production, yeah, I think, to make that donation.
A
which
bottle
is,
of water instead of beer.
It takes so much water to make beer, and
why
people don't realize
beer
that.
Instead of water?
Just drink water instead of beer. Yeah,
well,
I know.
Drink
it makes
beer
it,
instead of water. Yeah.
Yeah, it takes a lot of water to make beer. So
yeah,
that's a significant donation.
So it's been 12 years since Katrina. What has been learned on the part of the federal government? I'm forced to tell you, it doesn't look like much.
Yeah.
But they're. And the insurance companies changed the way they had coverage. A lot of people don't have coverage. This is a different area. New Orleans, and the storm seems to be sort of headed toward New Orleans and maybe take a shot there as well because it's turned out and now back in again. If you look at some of the radar, you can see, you can pretty much any time go to the Weather Channel or any of these other places and look at the track. And pretty interesting to see on the big screen, if you're watching it on television, the track of the storm. It's gone around really in circles for 4 days. It's in, it's out, it's up, it's down. I'm sort of doing my mouse here. It's kind of like I was teaching. It's too bad we don't have television so I could use my screen as a teaching tool, but I'm running my cursor all over the map of where the storm is and what it's doing. It's gaining in strength again because of the warmth of the waters in the Gulf of Mexico. And that's what these things do. So who knows? You don't really know what's going to happen here. You don't. This is one of these really... weather is a science in and of itself, and it's an inexact science. Hard as heck. To figure out what is really going to happen. You like to be able to predict forward, but usually within 24 hours they're okay. But other than that, I don't think they're that dependable. So anyway, it's a mess. This is something that I've steered away from too because I don't know kind of what to think. I made my comments clear when it came to the USS John McCain and colliding with the oil tanker. It did not collide with the oil tanker. The oil tanker collided with it. But it's very clear, even though the collision is still under investigation, what happened here. A number of men were killed, and their remains have now been found. Apparently, the situation in the 7th Fleet has been flexible. Everybody on the top's getting fired. The Navy now looking at operational fleets all around the world trying to make sure that their whatever is wrong isn't going to be affecting them. They're looking at the automatic navigation, the automatic mechanical systems, the automatic bridge resources, and retraining. Because what they've done is they've taught people that the machine, you know, you hear them proudly say, this boat can float on its own. This boat can go anywhere in the world and doesn't need people. You know, you hear that kind of stuff.
Right.
This is the most advanced ship in the world. Well, hello. It isn't that, it can't be that advanced because otherwise two of them within a month wouldn't be crashing into other ships or other ships crashing into them. So what are we doing? We're spending $1.5 billion for each of these ships. And we now have two ships that have hundreds of millions of dollars of damage. The taxpayer will pay for that because we are self-insuring. So because of their mismanagement. See, nobody digs into this. Nobody digs into the fact that because of this bad management, the Navy will have to pay to fix these ships. The other ship isn't going to, you know, they investigate and say, well, it was the other ship's fault. Nonsense. Even if they're culpable, we have these tools. We brag about them all the time. Look at this stuff, all this modern technology. Well, what good did it do them? None. Otherwise, they wouldn't have had the, by definition, there wouldn't have been a crash. All right, enough on that. But
you're right.
There aren't
right.
any answers as to why. That's what bothers me about this. And when it really you know, becomes obvious what happened, we won't know about it. There won't be any publicity about it. But it just, it is frustrating. And I get my shutters in a flutter. Here's something else that gets me floating. Whew. The plastic water bottle. Right?
Yep.
More plastic water bottles in the ocean. And as a matter of fact, there's such a problem, the National Park System ended the sale and banned the carriage of plastic water bottles to cut down on trash and litter. That's been the case for the past 6 years. One of the things that seemed to be good, if you went to the Grand Canyon, for example, before the ban, water bottles made up 20% of the total waste. But the ban's been ended now.
Mm-hmm.
And so plastic water bottles are coming back into the national parks. The bottled water companies had lobbied against the policy.
Nestle
water.
Is going to benefit because Nestle owns pretty much every bottled water company out there.
That's not true. Coca-Cola and Pepsi own a whole
Nestle owns a lot of bottled water, Nestle, and they're the biggest lobby that went after when this whole thing, this is under the Obama administration and all the environmental national park stuff, and they said no more plastic water bottles, and Nestle railed against it because they have... I think not Dasani. There's another one that's just like
Coca-Cola.
Aquafina or whatever. They have a ton. And there's no reason to bring plastic water bottles into a national park. There's no reason for it.
You can buy these, the modern thermoses. I don't know,
right.
Meredith bought me one of these bottles that's a canister, and it has a sort of carbon filtration device in it.
Right.
And you can fill it up with water, and it'll keep the water cool for days and days and days.
Yeah,
you can bring those. Well, you can find other things.
You can bring those, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is a reversal of, you know, this is obviously, it's very political. This is a reversal of a policy that just happened to be from the last administration. And so anything that administration did, it seems environmentally, they just want to reverse it. And there's no reason. There's no reason to bring bottled water into a national park.
Well, it isn't so much thinking about it. I have a case of them in the back of my truck. I have a case in the back of my car. I have a case of them in the house. I find it convenient. So that's the real issue here is convenience. We've been taught or we've learned that it's easier to do this because we need water in our system. We need to hydrate ourselves. And so this is the way to do it. And there is just so much of this stuff around. It's wonderful that we're drinking more, but we got to find a way that's more responsible to deal with how we get the water. I think nobody's, other than some of these things, the more modern thermoses that you can take with you wherever you go.
Yeah.
And
we've talked about this before. Those plastic water bottles, they eventually end up in the ocean. I mean, there's so many parts per million now of plastic in the ocean that goes into the fish and then into us when we eat the fish.
Right, you saw the story about that whale from a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. But it was within the last month, the story of a beached whale that died. They did an autopsy on it.
I didn't hear about that.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
They found its innards, the lungs, and what amounts to whatever the gills are on a whale.
Right.
Just loaded with plastic.
Ugh.
Plastic bags, plastic bottles, and that's what killed it. It was ingesting all this stuff, and that's what killed the whale. When they get sick, they'll beach themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, sometimes you get pushed back in, and sometimes you can't.
Right.
But in this case, it died, so they did an autopsy and found the thing loaded with hundreds of pounds of plastic.
So knowing that, and that's just one example, what could possibly be the justification other than Nestle and bottled water companies? It's not even convenience. They're lobbying. Lobbying the administration to revoke the ban.
It isn't always
profit.
The administration isn't all bad just because of one side or the other. Any more than I say the last...
I'm only talking about this one. Yeah, but in this instance, there's no reason.
The point that you're making is universal. There is way too much influence,
yep.
way too much influence from lobbyists and from campaign contributions that impact and affect how these people vote. There's just way too much of it. And this is yet another example of a problem that exists across the board. Look at healthcare. I mean, look at all of them. It's just, it's
well, pathetic. Look at, earlier, was it last week we were talking about the guy, I think it's the new head of the FDA who wants to lower the amount of nicotine in cigarettes.
Right.
To below the level where
let's
they would
hope
be
he gets that
addicted.
Done.
He's,
yep.
I mean, I love that idea, but and I love him for saying that, but that's not going to happen.
Well,
I mean, the it's David versus Goliath on so many levels. The opioid addiction, Big Pharma, they don't want to cut back on the number of pills they're making. They're making too much money off of it. So anyone who says we have a national opioid addiction problem, which we do, it's an epidemic, the Big Pharma, that's David versus Goliath again. It's just this country is just so wrapped up in lobbyists, and who has the most money wins. That's it.
You know, I remember as a kid, the public had access in most every community to drinking fountains, and you could fill up your water bottle, you know, not the plastic bottle, but you could fill up your thermos or whatever you had with at the drinking fountain. What happened? Somebody must have found something who was dirty about it, or somebody got contaminated with something, and they shut them all down. But I thought, I remember using drinking fountains all the time in school. And in public places, there was always, you know, during the warmer weather months, there was always a drinking fountain. Yeah,
I think that they did find that there was a lot of bacteria and germs and things like that. Maybe it's expensive, too. I don't know. Maybe it was cut for that. Or maybe let's be a conspiracy theorist here and say that the bottled water companies decided they'd rather have vending machines in schools where they can sell you bottled water instead of a water fountain.
There's no profit in the water fountain.
Nope.
But in order to clean up the water, man, you got to do something because this is getting ridiculous. Out of control. Out of hand, out of control. All right, food for thought. Water for thought. At 12 before the hour, the DJV experience.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
The Alzheimer's Foundation of America, AFA, is hosting the 2017 National Educating America Tour to help caregivers in need. The AFA Educating America Tour will include free educational conferences, free memory screenings, informational workshops, and much more. For more information or to register for a conference in your state, call the Alzheimer's Foundation of America at 866-232-8484 or visit alzfdn.org.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dinosaurs make that. What kind of noise? What kind of noise do dinosaurs make?
I don't know. You tell me. You're older than me.
Doug, you set yourself up for that one.
Thanks, Tucker. Nice. You're really sweet. What a pain.
I don't really mean you're that old. I just mean your philosophy is.
Really? Jurassic Park music. So it's got to be somebody's birthday. Whose birthday is it?
Attenborough, who played John Hammond in the movie, the creator of Jurassic Park, was born on this day. He passed away 3 years ago. Really good actor, perfectly cast in that film. Also starred in one of my favorite all-time movies, The Great Escape, back in 1963. Played a character called the Big X opposite Steve McQueen and James Garner. Also directed Gandhi, so he was his name was prominent in movies, no doubt about that.
Yep. He was in the, I think the movie that he first directed was The Bridge on the River Kwai. Wasn't it?
No, he directed A Bridge Too Far. He directed
Bridge Too Far. So who?
Yeah.
But he was in. He was in. I'm pretty sure if you look at the credits, he was in The Bridge on the River Kwai.
Okay.
I think he was. All right. So Chuck Curry is here with movie news. Some of these film reviews that I'm looking at about secondary movies. I want to talk about how long it takes them to make it to the big screen. It's 55 past the hour now.
I'm Nicole Feliciano, the CEO of Mom Transmedia, and it's back to school season. It's the time to take stock of what you already have, so when you head out shopping, you don't duplicate any of the supplies. It's also a great time to stock up on healthy snacks. We look for things that are nutritious and delicious, like Go-Go Squeeze. Our favorites are the apple flavor and the new Go-Go Squeeze blueberry yogurts. We love them because you don't have to refrigerate them. They are perfect for on-the-go snacking and come in 30 different flavors, so there's sure to be something your kids are going to love. It's also the time to start thinking about keeping keeping your family healthy. That means stocking up on hand sanitizer, tissues, and other items that are going to keep your kids well and able to achieve all they can this fall season. We love the Halls Kids Cough and Sore Throat Pops. They have menthol in them, which will help soothe coughs and relieve sore throats, perfect for kids 5 and over. Also in the pop formula is a new vitamin C pop. It provides 100% of your kids' dietary vitamin C needs. For more information on these back-to-school trends, head to momtrends.com and be sure to follow on social media.
All right, let's get to some of the secondary movies, which are now becoming more of the popular bill of fare. I must admit, too, when I'm in California in the wintertime, I love going to the movies, and I often go by myself. And I see some of the...
Because nobody will go with you, but go ahead.
You done now?
I am.
Okay. So anyway, the kinds of movies that I noticed last year were more of the movies that would show it. For people who know Santa Monica, this is the 3rd Street Promenade, and then on 2nd Street is one of the Lameel, if that's how they pronounce it, L-A-E-M-L-E family theaters, and they do a lot of secondary movies, B-movies, art house movies, whatever you want to call them. But then some of them have then moved to the big screen, whether that's to fill these houses because there aren't a lot of movies being made that are the big blockbusters, so they're now sending these movies into some of the big multiplexes. And the Jeremy Renner movie that I asked you about 3 or 4 weeks ago is a case in point. Is it not moving into something that looked like it would be a fairly good movie? I haven't seen a good movie for a month, frankly. And
you
I like
know,
all the movies.
This weekend, the box office is the lowest grossing box office
last
in 16
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
So I guess the question is, do you think the studios are alienating certain segments, like more sophisticated moviegoers who would used to go to these smaller movies that played in more art house films? If you look at the multiplexes, even a movie like my local multiplex, the Cinemark, a movie like Spotlight 2 years ago, which won the Oscar for Best Picture.
Great movie.
It never even played there. I mean, a lot of these multiplexes will not book anything that will not sell massive amounts of popcorn, which means...
Yeah.
The moviegoer is 35 and under. So the moviegoer who's 35 and 36 and older, who likes a little bit more serious adult scripted movies, they're not getting a chance to see these movies. One, they're not being produced enough. Two, they're not playing in theaters enough. A lot of the stuff you have to find on streaming. And like I said, I mean, really the vehicle for really good scripted entertainment really is now on HBO and Netflix, and
yeah,
it's not in movie theaters.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I hate saying that, but it's more
it's
than
just
a trend.
Something
it's
about the experience of going to see something, though, Chuck, on the big screen that's so much fun. All right, I want to talk about, remind me to talk about Ingrid tomorrow. 59 after here.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.